Hey guys, it's Drew. Tom and Chi Granville is back with some impressive meal deals. Here's what you can look forward to if you stop by and get cheesy. If you're always searching for the kids menu, look no further than Tom and Chi, where kids under 12 eat free from 4 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday, or enjoy half-off grilled cheese donuts every Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. And if you download the free Tom and Chi app, pop in every Thursday and get $3 classic grilled cheese sandwiches. Tom and Chi is also proud to support Chia. I think that's how I say it. A locally made vegan cheese that tastes so good, cows are starting to get jealous. Find Tom and Chi on 44th Street in Granville, near Cabela's.
Now, stand back for your own safety.
I'm not going crazy.
You're not going crazy, Arthur. You're going sane in a crazy world.
Good news, everyone. I'm sending you on an extremely controversial mission.
Controversial?
Oh my, no.
You don't have a reflection.
Are you a vampire?
Am I a vampire?
It certainly is not every day that a man attains the exalted position of temporary honorary colonel. I thank you.
Welcome to Mr. Sledge's Neighborhood, the mostly weekly podcast by the Court of Nerds that brings news, reviews, and topics from the world of geekdom. The views expressed in this podcast are solely that of Kevin and not that of the Court of Nerds at large, and is meant for entertainment purposes only. Now your host for this misadventure, Mr. Sledge.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 29 of Mr. Sledge's Neighborhood. The only podcast that doubles as a diuretic. On this week's episode, I'll tell you why it's so expensive to build a new computer right now, why you need to pick up the new Star Wars Legion game, why you should put on the Bible Belt, and finally, why Mike Judge prophesies the birth of idiocracy. But first, a word from this week's sponsor, Tab Cola?
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa.
That's some weird cross-promotion.
To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty.
So what? Mountain Dew has half-off admission to Cedar Point.
Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you.
I don't think sassy means what you think it means.
So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it.
And now, the news!
Now, if you're like our buddy Biff at the Court of Nerds, you scoff at any gaming rig that hasn't been built by your own two hands. Building your own PC was a rite of passage for technophiles, and it's always been far cheaper than buying one pre-assembled. That is to say, it was. We live in strange times, where a visit to Newegg.com and purchasing the components you need for an even mid-range or mid-tier gaming rig will cost more than buying one with the same configuration off of HP or Dell's website. Coupled with the Intel chipset vulnerability, you are seeing the most expensive desktop computing market in recent memory. This is largely driven by the shortage of high-end GPUs, and even mid-range GPUs. It's not that they aren't being manufactured, they are. They're just getting bought up by Bitcoin miners. The result is that GPUs that have an MSRP of $499.99 are being sold for twice as much. The higher end, $1,000 cards can be seen as triple the price. It's kind of staggering to see this happen, and it's just another way that cryptocurrency speculation is screwing with outside markets. The real tragedy is, though, that these magnificent GPUs will spend all their lives crunching numbers instead of doing what they were designed to do. Letting us blow up aliens at 60 frames per second in 4K.
You will pay for your crimes against the sacred flame and my subjects.
Listen here, you walking water heater. You guys attacked me.
No, that was you.
You screwed up my warp drive.
You did that too.
And you made me miss the monster truck comeback of the century.
Again, all you.
You mind? I'm on a roll here. Right. What was I saying? Ah, forget it.
Fantasy Flight Games just served us a hot new preview and upcoming core set for Star Wars Legion. This time, with the man in black himself, Darth Vader. Before we get too deep into how awesome Darth Vader is now, we have an official release date from Fantasy Flight Games for the core game and the first wave of 8 expansions. Quote, in addition, we are proud to announce the release date for Star Wars Legion. The Star Wars Legion core set and 8 expansions releasing alongside it are scheduled to release on March 22nd. You can pre-order the Star Wars Legion core set, as well as the 8 expansions releasing alongside it, at your local retailer or online through our web store today. End quote. Looks like March 22nd is going to be the day we are all waiting for, so clear your hobby desk and finish up those painting projects. We have an awesome new game to look forward to. Okay, first of all, if Darth Vader is leading your forces into battle, it's going to cost you. At 200 points, he's going to be a quarter of your overall 800-point army. But with 6 red dice, quote, the most powerful dice you can get, end quote, he is going to chew up any man or machine you put in front of him. He may be a little slow only being able to use the Speed 1 movement tool, but built-in abilities like Deflect lets him shrug off wounds as he advances across the table. If that isn't enough power for you, Vader also has 3 upgrade slots to make him even more of a powerhouse. With upgrades like Force Choke and Saber Throw, you can do damage away your way or any way you want, and Vader looks pretty cool as he does it. Also previewed in this preview is the Mighty Stormtrooper, which looks like you can take enough to swarm your opponent by sheer numbers. Plus, with their E-11 blasters, taking on anything that dares focus on Vader's advance. The E-11 may not be the most powerful weapon in the game, quote, with 1 white dice, but there are always ways to make these shooting a little bit better with actions, end quote. Maybe they'll be able to target more things than like a Bantha. Well, this game is going to be an epic release for our friends at Fantasy Flight Games. The Star Wars Legion core set is now available for pre-order, so make sure that you head over to Fantasy Flight Games and order yours today for a small moon-sized payment of $89.95.
Listen, chump. I was just doing my own thing when some robot-riding circus freaks jumped me, and then you had to show up and start bashing my town. And for some reason, everyone keeps calling me the bad guy. I may not be the best guy, but I sure ain't no bad guy. Yo, S-Force, you ready?
No, no!
My robot!
Collaboration Beers have produced some of the most off-the-wall concoctions that I have had the pleasure of tasting. At the forefront of these craft beer collaborations has been Evil Twin Brewing, based out of Denmark. This time, they look for a brewery that seems opposite of them on many fronts. Prairie Artisan Ales out of Oklahoma. What makes this collaboration even crazier is that the combination of 2 beers, an American Double IPA and an Imperial Stout. It is essentially Evil Twin Brewing's Even More Jesus, spiced like Prairie Artisan Ales Bomb with coffee, vanilla, chilies, and cacao nibs. It has an APV of 13.5%. which you will notice after about your second one. I advise stopping then. Pours nearly black with a finger's worth of mocha foam. Aroma smells of roasted malt, dark chocolate, and coffee. Complex taste features tangy molasses, brown sugar, charred malt, bitter chocolate, and earthy hops. Chilies lend a very tasteful background simmer, which is much more to my liking than Prairie's usual dosage. I'm not getting as much of the vanilla as it says it has, but then again, it's not really necessary with everything else that's going on. There's a nice synergy between bitter and sweet, and it evokes a bit of a barbecue character that works well here. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention how stunningly well concealed the alcohol really is, though. I can scarcely believe it's 13.5%, and it could easily pass for half of that, which is why I recommend stopping after your second one, because you won't notice it. Medium body and carbonation makes for a drinkable, if remarkable, mouthfeel. Overall, this is a tasty, complex Imperial Stout that doesn't fit neatly into your customary stylistic flavor profiles. It's an easy 8.5 out of 10 in my beer book.
I give you one last chance. Stay with me and forget about these fools.
All right, you!
Arrogant, overblown thief. You tried to break up our team. You almost killed Coop and Jamie, and you made me listen to your endless cheesy pickup lines.
Nice.
Cheesy?
Get him, Coop.
Huh. It's been a while since I gave this baby a spin. Let me just dust her off a bit. It says, talk about the dumbening of America. Jeez, Wheel, dumbening isn't even a word, is it? Probably. Maybe it is. At least more in a word than text speak and emojis. Now, before I sound like I'm going to go all old geezer on us and talk about how terrible these kids are these days, I don't believe that. What I do believe is we are in an upswing of anti-intellectualism that is actually more pronounced and more dangerous than anything we've experienced in the past century. That claim sound dubious? Hold on, and maybe I can convince you of that. Or, at least, confirm your bias. First, let's start with a phenomenon called the Dunning-Kruger effect. Named for David Dunning and Justin Kruger, the research psychologist at Cornell University, who identified it in the landmark 1999 study. The Dunning-Kruger effect, in sum, means that the dumber you are, the more confident you are that you are not actually dumb. Dunning and Kruger more gently label these people as, quote, unskilled or incompetent, end quote. Their central finding states that these people, quote, not only do they reach erroneous conclusions and unfortunate choices, but their incompetence robs them of the ability to realize it, end quote. Here's what is even crazier. Those who are competent or even highly skilled have the inverse relationship with certainty. A true case of, quote, the more you learn, the less you know, end quote. Meaning that the more knowledge and skills that an individual obtains, the more they realize how much more knowledge and skills there is yet to be obtained, and it has a humbling effect. These people tend to be self-effacing, deflect praise, and in general, tend to downplay their own intellectual adroitness. We thus live in a world where the extremes are that the dumbest people tend to have the most confidence and are the loudest, while the most knowledgeable constantly reassess and stay muted until certain. It doesn't take long for one to drown out the other. But Sledge, you say, isn't education the key? If we make dumb less dumb, then we solve our problems. Except, the truly dumb don't think they need education, and they view it as a problem because the educated keep showing them how dumb they are. And they know that they are not dumb, thus the educated are dumb. It is the same line of thinking that conspiracy theorists embark on, something that is not nearly as fringe as one might think. But then you say, okay, Sledge, but that's only the truly dumb. There are plenty of slightly dumb and even intellectually apathetic. Surely we can educate them. But we are not, despite the fact that the majority of kids graduate high school, go on to college or university. The influx of students into America's post-secondary schools have driven an increasing commodification of education. Students at most schools today are treated as clients rather than students. Younger people barely out of high school are pandered to both materially and intellectually, reinforcing some of the worst tendencies in students who have yet learned the self-discipline that was once essential to the pursuit of higher education. What ends up happening is that kids training to pass a test or they are trained to find answers, which in itself is not true education. Young adults can then graduate with a BA in something, and now increasingly an MA, without really being an expert in their field of study. Let me use my wife's profession of accounting as an example. In order to sit for the CPA exam, you need a minimum of 150 hours of credit at a university. Several universities create accounting programs that promise a master's degree in 5 years, with the credit allotment of classes an hour so the students could, in theory, be able to sit for the exam right out of college. When they graduate, it is the university giving them a stamp of approval that they have known that they know what they are doing on the topic of accounting. But how do they fare on CPA test results? Less than half pass any one section of the exam that is administered. In fact, less than 15% don't have to retake a section of the exam on their first try. So what did we learn in college? Didn't the university, by giving them a degree, say they know what they are doing? Now, that's a bit unfair to all those who have taken an exam. It's a hard exam, and it's even graded on a curve. But it goes to show that even those who earned a graduate degree are not prepared for the profession they chose. They end up finding that out and either learn more, study harder, or they quit. But what about those people, like me, with a liberal arts degree, who have had a lot of hours in the classroom? Well, some of those people hail from the C's get degrees crowd. They minored in psychology for 5 years, and thus they feel somehow they are fit to psychoanalyze you. Maybe they took an interim session on Baroque music to fulfill a credit requirement, and therefore know more about classic music than you do. Here lies the problem. Knowing more about a subject than someone who knows less about a subject does not make you an expert. I may know more about pyloric stenosis than you do because my child had a digestive problem as a baby. I may even be able to talk about it semi-intelligently for a while. But that doesn't make me an expert. The doctors are. But that doesn't stop people like Jenny McCarthy and Gwyneth Paltrow in this world from pitching woo and snake oil to the credulous masses. The fact that there is a market for it underlines my point even further. So what's the answer? How do we fix it? Gee, I don't know. Pointing out reality doesn't seem to work. Education has been dragged through the mud, and people distrust experts when it conflicts with their own opinion. Ignoring the stupid seems dangerous. That's all I have the energy left for.
Today's doctors, drugs, and medical devices truly work medical miracles for young and old alike. But there are some as phony as a $3 bill. Like this Zeret applicator, for example, which is claimed to cure arthritis with Z-rays. There are no Z-rays. This fake device claimed to cure cancer with tape-recorded music. The practitioner who used it was as big a phony as his device. A doorbell doctor sold this food supplement to treat 42 diseases. It has nothing of value that's not contained in the food you buy at your supermarket. Investigate before you invest in health services or products. Help stamp out quackery.
That's all I have the time or stomach for this week. Listen to the newest episode of Very Fine to find out why Grant is happy about one and only one facet of Marvel Comics. I'm Kevin from The Court Nerd saying, I still don't know the difference between wrestling and wrestling. Bye!